I just sense God is about to break in on the world and on the church in such an amazing way. We're right on the edge of it. And I believe that there's the account of Jesus' crucifixion and death in Matthew 27 is a picture that is so relevant for today that when I read it, I was amazed. See, we are living, I think Helen mentioned that in what she said, we are living in the days that are so similar to what was happening around the time that Jesus came to earth. There was a totally secular, humanistic Roman government. And I think we could safely say that pretty well all of the governments on earth today are highly secular, humanistic in their thinking and their outlook and their philosophy. There was everything about society then that's so close to what is happening around us today, moral values and everything else, because it was a time when the Roman Empire was in the beginning stages of its crumbling to the end. And we would say, almost unless God intervenes, that the society we live in today is going towards an end that was the same as the Roman Empire end. But I've got good news for you. God is about to intervene. God is about to intervene. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, when Jesus in Matthew 27 and the other Gospels, of course, record very much the same thing. It says that Jesus, as he was taken to Calvary and as he was nailed to the cross, he was mocked, he was ridiculed, he was spat on. Do you know that if Jesus came today, he would receive similar treatment, I believe, in many areas of the world? Because those that represent him in the world today are coming under increased persecution because they stand up for Jesus. And a very similar picture of society is we are seeing today. And then Jesus died. He gave up his last breath and died. At that moment, there was like God rose up and he poured out his power there and then. It's like what it says in Acts chapter 2, verse 2. Suddenly there came from heaven, just when the people, in a sense, were rejoicing, those that were mocking him. There were some around him that loved Jesus, but by and large, those that gathered at the crucifixion were the mockers, the haters, the ones that wanted him crucified. And at that moment, they wanted Jesus dead and Jesus died. The moment Jesus died, God rose up. And Acts chapter 2 verse 2 said, suddenly there came from heaven. That verse opens up with suddenly there came from heaven. I believe that as the world by and large is looking at what is happening concerning Christianity, theological professors at universities are now saying that we're living in a post-Christian era. Oh yes, they've been saying it for years. They have been saying it for years. We're living in an era where many are mocking at Jesus, jeering and saying, and saying that, hey, we are, they are pointing to the time and saying that now we believe. The world is saying, and the funny thing is, it's happening in a few historical churches. That's the state of some of the churches. They're now saying that Jesus is dead. He's of no relevance in the world today. He's of no relevance in the world today. Exactly what happened at Jesus' crucifixion. They want Jesus. They wanted Jesus dead and gone. And the world today, in their secular humanistic thinking, is wanting Jesus dead and gone. But God is about to move. And what happened on that day? What happened at that time? It says that the veil was torn from top to bottom. It says in Matthew's account that the rocks that were in the vicinity of the crucifixion split open. Can you imagine that sort of power being released? The rocks splitting open. The graves of many of the dead at that time were broken open, and the dead rose and began to walk the streets of Jerusalem. What an amazing display of power that impacted those that were in that vicinity. That power that was poured out was to such an extent that the centurion with his 100 soldiers that were set to guard Jesus, they cried out and said this: surely this man was the Son of God. We are about to see an outpouring of God upon a humanistic, secular world that we're going to see, I believe, such a pouring out of His Spirit that many that have resisted Jesus and declared, oh, that Jesus thing, Jesus is dead. What do I want to go there for? They're going to see the power of God released. They're going to see the power of God released, that they will know that Jesus was truly the Son of God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, today. We thank you, Lord, you're about to move. You're about to move in such a way that's going to change the hearts of men and women throughout this earth. Lord, you're going to change the hearts of mockers. You're going to change the hearts of those that throw everything they can to try and suppress the Word of God being declared throughout this earth. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are not sitting down and just thinking, what can I do? God, you already have a plan, and you are about to pour out that plan in Jesus' name. See, in the book of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, we know that there must have been 3,000 plus people that were attracted by fire on people's heads, fire on the heads of 120 people. They heard a commotion of tongues, people speaking in languages that some of them knew. They gathered around and thought, what is happening? But it says in verse 13 of chapter 2, but there were mockers that came. There were mockers that came and said, oh, these men are just drunk. They've had just miles too much wine to drink. And they were mocking. It's funny, everywhere that the Spirit of God is poured out, you will get mockers. Peter stood up. Peter stood up and he began to preach. And the spirit of conviction fell upon that crowd of 3,000 plus people. And the spirit of conviction fell to such an extent that the word records that 3,000 people were added to the church that day. 3,000 people that were convicted in their hearts, even though it's not recorded in word, but I know, 3,000 people were convicted in their hearts to say on the inside of them, surely this man was truly the Son of God. Did you know that one of the hallmarks of true revival coming, and over many years God has poured out his spirit in revival, because we wax and wane. You know, we run hot and cold, and right now we're like in the days of Jesus. In the days of Jesus, when society was running cold, and he had to pour out his spirit again to revive something. Wow. And you know, history will record, anyone that's read anything about revivals, John Wesley and Charles Finney, and you can name heaps and heaps and heaps of them. It happened in the 50s, and whenever you get a gathering of people, whether it be in a church, whether it be in a large auditorium, in a meeting of any sort, where the Holy Ghost is moving, mockers will come in. Those that are sitting at the back, mocking in their heart. God's drawn them to this revival. They come along with mocking in their heart. Well, we'll see what this Jesus is all about. There's mockers will come in when there's revival. And God will pour out his spirit of conviction. In the heat of revival, the spirit of conviction is poured out in such a way that God gets the hearts of those ones that come in. There were many meetings in the charismatic move, in the early part of the charismatic move, where people would come in off the streets, some of them drunk, some of them living lifestyles, just totally, totally away from God, totally secular, humanistic lifestyles, walked in the auditorium, and the power of God and the power of God's conviction would come upon them. And they would have encounters. And that's been recorded. They would have encounters with God. They would fall over under the power of the Spirit. They'd fall out under the power of the Spirit. And when God had finished doing a work on the inside, they would repeat, I've had an encounter with God. Surely, surely this man who I've mocked and ridiculed in my life, surely he is the Son of God. That's how God can turn it around. That's how God can... Oh, people, we're in for a time where God is about to move. Suddenly, there came from heaven. Are you ready today for the suddenly? Suddenly, there came from heaven. Hallelujah. I believe the more we see the world turning against Jesus, turning against Christianity, the closer we are to the suddenly of God. To the suddenly of God. Is it not a time to backslide and say, oh, well, I've done my church thing, I'll just cruise. It's a time to get hot for God. It's a time to heat up the coals in your heart. It's time to heat up. It's time, to get excited, because God is about to move and shift everything in our hearts. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today. Oh, God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Lord, I believe there's not one of us to leave today without knowing that surely this man was the Son of God. If you haven't got that revelation in your heart, if you've never decided to follow Jesus without any turning back, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just believe too that God is saying that there's some that have walked the road for a long time, and your shoes are wearing out, and God says, I want to give you new shoes, because the state of your shoes determine the state of your walk. And God says, I want to shod you with new shoes to run the race at this time. And some of you have grown weary, and you become disheartened. And the Lord says, oh, you've become disheartened, and you're saying, God, I've been carrying this weight for too long. And God says, you've been walking with a weight that I never gave you. And God's calling you to lift off the weight and hand it over to Him. Because the Lord says that I'm going to cause the weight of my glory to be resting on you. And God says, exchange the weight that I never gave you with the weight that I am giving you. And it's a weight of my glory. And God says, my glory is going to come upon you. And you will go out, says the Lord, with a new weight on your shoulders, but you won't even notice that weight. For God says, it's a weight of my glory, it's a weight of my anointing. And God says, many of you need to step up into a new shift of the anointing. So take off everything that encumbers you. Take off the old shoes. For God says, have not I given you a new name when you were born again? Is not this a time when I want to give you new shoes, says the Lord? For you're going to walk where I take you. You're going to walk into the places that I'm going to shine a light on, and you will go forth. Oh, with such a new glory, a new anointing, a new power on your life, says the Lord, this day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God says, the same power that raised Christ from the dead lives in you. Hallelujah. The same power that raised Christ from the dead lives in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, God. God, we thank you, Father. Lord, we go forth from this place in newness. We go forth in this place, from this place, with a greater expectation than we ever have before. God, we just say thank you for what you're doing in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus' name.